Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to see all of you this morning. And in fact, this is a far bigger crowd than I thought we were going to have this weekend, to be honest with you. And so it is so good to see everybody. I'm assuming, and I assume that based on your faces here smiling this morning, that everybody had a safe holiday weekend as we celebrated our nation's 250th birthday and anniversary. And so we were glad about that, and I'm glad everybody's doing well through that. And so we want to welcome you. And a little bit later on, we're going to continue our series that we've been talking about, Clinging to Hope. And so as we today, we're going to be looking at a very familiar story that we probably learned when we were young, where David faced Goliath. And we're going to be looking at that this Sunday and next Sunday, splitting it up again, as I did last 2 weeks before when we looked at two Sundays with Joseph. So, well, good to see you this morning. We want to welcome those that may be listening online this week. So let's stand and join together and sing our Gloria Patria this morning. Join together there for our call to worship this morning. We give thanks to God for our nation and freedoms.
We give thanks for God's gracious grace.
God showers our nation with blessings,
enhancing our lives and all of creation.
God showers our nation with grace,
greatly enriching our lives.
Let us sing of God's steadfast love. Well, let's join together there. Our first hymn this morning, 611, God of our Fathers this morning. God of our Fathers, whose almighty
increase.
Thy bounty is good. let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin this morning. Merciful God, how majestic is your name in all the earth. For the gift of this new day, the blessings of our nation for 250 years, and the gift of your presence, we rejoice. Accept our praise offered in word and song, here, now, and always. Amen. And you may be seated, and our next one is right there on the next page. 612, America the Beautiful, this morning. I'm going to invite our kids to come forward if they would.
Just got the 3-day. The girls that have been helping us out this morning, passing out bulletins, everything. So glad you're able to do that. So did any of you get to go see fireworks in the last couple days? Cool. Did you go once or maybe a couple times? Couple times, yeah, because I think some places started last weekend. I know there were some places like Pleasant Hill over close to us and a couple other places where they started last weekend. And then there was like Friday night, I think there was, and then Saturday night, last night. I don't know, is any place doing it tonight? I don't know. I wasn't sure if there was any doing it tonight. So which ones did you go to? You remember? Did you go to Troy? Or pick one? Neither one of Christiansburg? Christiansburg, okay. Yeah, that's what you guys were. So was there any cool fireworks? Huh? Which one was the coolest? Can you think of what they look like? Okay, I have to ask, we didn't get to go this year, but did any place you went to, and adults can answer this too, did anybody go where it spelled out 250? I thought for sure that they would have something like that, the way they do, what they can do fireworks now. I thought for sure they might have something about the 250. Yeah, 250 years old. That's how old our country is. Wow. 250 But yeah. So let me talk to you a little bit about the story. Have you ever heard? Has Miss Rhea ever told you the story? I might get her in trouble here. About David and Goliath, the giant Goliath. Do you remember that? So Goliath was this giant that was from the Philistines. And the Philistines had been a thorn in Israel's side, the nation of Israel, for a long time back then. And David was probably 13, 14, somewhere in there. And he was out on the backside of the wilderness in the pasture land area with the sheep. He was watching the sheep because his older brothers were down on this front line, or close to the front line, where Israel was doing battle with the Philistines. But here's what King Saul, who was the king of Israel at the time, decided to do. He talked to the king from the Philistines, and they decided that instead of having a big war where everybody was fighting, they would each send out a champion. And the champion the Philistines sent out was Goliath, this huge giant guy. I mean, imagine me, okay? I'll be the giant. And you guys are about that tall right there. And I'm coming out, and I'm like, should I say it? Fee-fi-fo-fum. that's the wrong story, isn't it? I smell the blood of an Englishman. That's Captain Bean's song. But, I mean, and the Israelites were scared, even the soldiers. Well, somehow, David's dad, Jesse, told David, you know, he came back in and he said, hey, you know, brought the sheep back, they were on the pasture land, and the sheep got fed, and he brought them back to their area where they lived at. And David said, here, take this food down to your brothers, down there on the front, where the battle was going to happen. And David took the food to his brothers. But David started to hear what was going on, because Goliath, the giant, was stomping around out there, and he was making fun of the Israelites. And all of a sudden, Goliath starts making fun of the God of the Israelites. This is Yahweh. It's the God that we serve. And when David heard that, he got mad. And he says, why are you letting this Philistine do this talk like this? So he went to King Saul and told him. And they were all laughing. His brothers were laughing. Saying, what are you talking about? You can't fight that giant. And David says, well, I don't know about that, but I'm not going to let him talk about our God that way. So David went. And when King Saul questioned him about being afraid and this great big giant, here's what David said. I think it's, oh no, it's not on that one, but come up in a little while. Sorry. David said, I fought bears, I fought lions, and God gave me victory over each one of them. In other words, while he was protecting the sheep. So David fought lions and bears. Oh my. You know. But, and Saul said, okay, if you want to, you can. Well, Saul told David, here, take my armor and put it on, his soldier's armor. Well, King Saul's soldier's armor was way too big for David. But he went, so he just went out with two stones and slingshot. And he defeated Goliath. The thing about Goliath is he was scared. And he scared everybody. Sometimes we face things in life that scare us. And we might call them giants. Giants. What scares you? You don't have to tell me. But what scares you? What makes you afraid? I know sometimes when we're young, we don't like lightning or thunder or mean dogs or whatever it could be. You know, snakes or whatever. Spiders. Yeah, Jace does not like spiders at all. If there are spiders in his room, he'll freak out and won't go back in there to sleep. I don't like snakes. I'm not a fan of snakes. There's things that we're sometimes afraid of, and we might call them giants. But you know what? God helps us defeat our giants in life, just like God helped David defeat Goliath. And it lets us know that God is with us. And yes, we'll probably be afraid, and yes, we might be scared, but God somehow gives us the courage to get past those things, whatever they may be, those fears that we might have in life. Because we've got to remember, God's always with us. Okay, you guys are going downstairs, I think, this morning. You can head down.
And we're going to go to our time of prayer. And in just a little bit here, and I'm trying to decide how I want to do this. We're going to have a prayer. I think maybe we might do it first. I have a prayer that we'll jointly pray for our nation and our 250th birthday, and then I think we'll go to our prayer request. So I'm going to do it a little bit different. So we're going to kind of pray twice this morning. And if I would have been thinking about it, I probably should have put this before the kids came down, but that's all right. So we're going to go, if you will join with me for this prayer. And I know some other churches that are praying this or something similar today for our nation and other churches. And so I would invite you to join with me in praying this out loud today. So let's pray together. Creator and God of all nations, we thank you for our country on the 250th anniversary of its founding. We thank you for its astounding natural beauty and its bountiful resources. We thank you for the freedoms and rights enshrined in our laws and for uniting diverse peoples from across the world into one nation. We thank you for our common history and life, acknowledging the sins committed by and among us, but also celebrating the blessings we have from your hand. We pray that you would lead us to be ever more a people of justice and peace. Bless this country, gracious Father, with freedom, peace, prosperity, and justice in the years to come. In the name of your Son and our only King, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, we are going to give you a chance this morning to share your joys and concerns. And so we can do that this morning. Somebody this morning. Yep. Okay. Somebody else. Yep. Unspoken. Okay. Saw a couple other hands. Yep. Unspoken. Okay. Somebody else. Robin, did you say?
Robin.
Okay. Is she going to have surgery, or is it something that they'll... Okay, okay. So we want to remember Robin this morning. Someone else? Yep.
And then I don't know if anybody knows Brenda Gupta, They did find her.
They did find her. Okay. That's good.
And then Ellie and Georgia Springer called this morning, and she's had a reaction to an antibiotic she was on, and she was broke out everywhere.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And Jean Cabal called me this morning, and with the humidity and the heat, she can't come out because she can't breathe.
Yeah.
A joy is America.
Okay, who was the one you said, I did not catch the name at all, that fell and broke her toe?
Bretta.
Oh, Bretta did. Yes. Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Huh. Wow. All right. Somebody else. Somebody else this morning. Yep. Has had, what's the other part?
Her pancreas.
Oh, wow.
Her kidneys have completely quit. She's doing dialysis 4 times a week at 6 hours a day.
Yeah, I knew. Yeah.
And Frank's doing her dialysis. They do it at home.
Okay. Well, thank God for that. Yeah, wow. So, she's been on our monthly list, Megan has, so... somebody else. Yep.
Stacy Kirk. She had a colonoscopy a week or so ago, and she started bleeding the end of this week. And to make a longer story short, she ended up having about 3 blood transfusions. And they went back in yesterday and repaired it, and she's back home and was okay.
Yeah, but thank you for mentioning her, because Rhea had put her on the prayer chain, and we want to continue praying for her for recovery. Yeah, because with that, going through that loss of blood and then replenishing and everything, it takes a lot out of you. And so definitely. Somebody else? Yeah. Okay. So we want to remember Dolores this morning. And anybody else? Anybody else? Appreciate your prayers for Jody's sister. They are talking about trying to do robotic surgery on this lymph node that's hiding behind her pelvic hip or pelvic bone. And, but they got to get somebody that's willing to do the surgery, because they were talking about doing, remember I had said something last week about, the DNA analysis of it to find out if they could do pinpoint, therapy on it versus giving her infusions of chemo throughout her body. But they're talking, but her doctor is saying something about maybe he wants to try to get that out of there. And it just depends on if there's a surgeon that's willing to do it because of its location. So please pray for Jill, and pray that God will guide all of that and everything. And I would love it if they can do the surgery, but the big thing is getting to it. I think that's part of the issue. And that's why her doctor's recommending the robotic surgery to do it. So, second, appreciate your prayers for Jody. The job that we thought she might get, as it did not happen. And we got some other news this week that something's went from bad to worse. And it could affect her entire career. So, we appreciate prayers and favor. And this is serious, because I don't want to sound alarmist, but I'm just going to be honest with you. If what could happen goes through, we may have to leave the state of Ohio for her to get a job somewhere else. Yes, and we don't know why this is happening to us. So we are in a Joseph moment. As I've been talking about the last two Sundays, about what's going on there. And we're not sure what's all going to happen, but we please pray not only for a job, but also for she's got to go before a board in Columbus to defend herself about this. These basically false accusations, but we'll just leave it at that. I don't want to say too much about it, but we really appreciate your prayers. This has been a really hard week on Jody and I. And so appreciate your prayers. I just wanted to kind of be open and honest there with it. And then we want to continue praying for Don. And Brenda, is he doing better?
He's doing a little bit better, but he's back in the nursing
home. Okay. Yeah, I saw him, and I was really expecting to be worse when I saw him the week before, but thankfully he was starting to get some improvement. And I bet he's probably even much better this week too. Yeah. So, but we want to continue praying for him for healing, with that and UTI infection and all that was affecting and everything. And, appreciate that. Any other prayers or requests or anything this morning? Yeah. Oh, wow.
And really bad. Broke like 10 ribs.
Oh, my gosh.
Broke his leg. He's down at the Miami Valley now.
Okay.
He is a really good enough. His nickname's Buck.
Well, Brian's all I need there, yeah. Brian's all I need. Oh boy, yeah, he definitely needs our prayers. Did anybody hear any more about, I saw something online about somebody in Troy got hit by a train?
Yeah.
Did anybody, have we heard any more about that or what's going on?
There's a 14-year-old kid.
Oh my gosh, okay. And I know there's a lot of kids, especially during school time, that walk across those tracks on 55 going out towards Castown. And they walk across going home from school, so.
It was through the fireworks.
Well, that's what I thought, that it was, yeah, so. And also, I meant to have us pray for them last Sunday, but I forgot. As Venezuela, with that earthquake, where the last number I heard was like 1,500 are dead. With that major earthquake, but I haven't heard any more on that number, but it was crazy number. And yeah, so we want to remember that this morning. Anybody else then this morning? Wow, lots of needs there, and invite you to pray with me or some of these, the names that come to your mind, and then I'll come and close us out. Pause today. We're grateful and thankful for your presence in our lives, We're thankful for your grace in our lives. We're thankful that you sustain us through whatever we're facing and give us grace in the midst of it. And Lord, we lift up those that have been mentioned today that are facing difficult situations and from a variety of different ways, Lord. So we lift them up to you, and we pray for Robin this morning, and Bretta, and Stacy, and Ellie, and Georgia, and Dolores, and Jean, and Megan, and Don, and Jill, and Jody, and Brian, and this 14-year-old boy, Lord. God, we lift up each one of these to you and ask that you would work. There are some that need your healing touch, some that need your grace, some that need a miracle, an intervention to open a door, to provide a kidney and a pancreas, and others that need a miracle in their body too, Lord, or a miracle regarding their job and future. And God, we just ask that you will just be with each one of these, that you will guide, that you will direct, that you will give grace, that you will give faith, Lord, in each of these situations. Lord, we pray for the country of Venezuela and that city, wherever it was, where they lost all that life and that destruction because of that earthquake. God, we pray for your grace. We pray for comfort. We pray for peace. We pray for provisions. Lord, thank you for organizations and missions workers and teams that are there and churches that are working to help in so many different ways. And we're grateful for that. We lift up these unspoken needs today, the three that were mentioned, God, that you will work and open a door and provide a way there in that situation, God. And we're thankful for that. Lord, we lift up those on our monthly list. And God, we ask for your grace and your healing and your strength for so many of those that are on there, that you would make a way. We think about our men and women that are serving around the world and overseas, Lord, in our military, God, that you will watch over them, keep them in your care. And thank you for that, especially our very own with Matthew and the other young man on our monthly list. Lord, we lift him up to you also, and both of them, Lord, that you will guide and be with them. Thank you for that. Lord, we just pray that you will just continue to use us as a community of faith to be a blessing in our community and in our world, as a church that's called by you. Thank you for your blessings in our lives and your provisions, and that you are the God that makes a way when there seems to be no way. So we're trusting you today. And Lord, we ask your blessing upon the rest of this service, Lord. As we break the bread of your word, may you encourage us, strengthen our faith, build our faith, and send us forth out as your people. As we ask all of these things this morning in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen. Thank you for praying with us this morning. Now we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. Don't forget, if you want to put your change in or dollar bills into the the pails this morning for our heifer project. You can do that. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. Generous God, for the bounty of our nation and our lives, we give you thanks. Use our offering and work your grace in others and our world. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Well, our scripture reading this morning is coming from 1 Samuel this morning, chapter 17, and we're going to be reading various verses throughout the chapter, and so let's begin there this morning. The Philistines assembled their troops for war at Succoth of Judah. While Israel took possession on the opposite hill, there was a valley between them. A champion named Goliath from Gath came out from the Philistine camp. He was more than 9 feet tall. He had bronze helmet on his head and wore bronze-scaled armor weighing 125 pounds. He had bronze plates on his shins and a bronze scimitar hung on his back. His spear shaft was as strong as a bar on a weaver's loom, and its iron head weighed 15 pounds. His shield bearer walked in front of him. He stopped and shouted to the Israelite troops, "Why have you come and taken up battle formations? Am I not the Philistine, and you are Saul's servant? Isn't that right? Select one of your men, and let him come down against me. If he is able to fight me and kill me, then we will become your slaves. But if I overcome him and kill him, then you will become our slaves, and you will serve us. I insult Israel's troops today." The Philistine continued, "Give me an opponent and we'll fight." When Saul and all Israel heard what the Philistine said, they were distressed and terrified. Don't let anyone lose courage because of this Philistine. David told Saul, "I, your servant, will go out and fight him." "You can't go out and fight this Philistine," Saul answered David. "You're still a boy. But he's been a warrior since he was a boy. Your servant has kept his father's sheep." David replied to Saul, "And if ever a lion or bear came and carried off one of the flock, I would go after it, strike it, and rescue the animal from its mouth. If it turned on me, I will grab it by its jaw and strike it and kill it. Your servant has fought both lions and bears. This uncircumcised Philistine will be just like one of them, because he has insulted the army of the living God. The Lord," David added, "who rescued me from the power of both lions and bears, will rescue me from the power of this Philistine." "Go," Saul replied to David, "and may the Lord be with you." That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that God would give us, or the Spirit would give us, ears to hear what God wants us to hear this morning. Amen and amen. Well, I had another joke I was going to share with you this morning, but I must have left it on my desk this morning. So you're just stuck with a couple more dad jokes this morning, Jim. Sorry about that. Okay, here we go. You ready? Where do surfers go for an education? Boarding school. Why are libraries so tall? Because they have many stories. Why did the Energizer Bunny go to jail? He was charged with battery. There you go. Your corny dad jokes for today. So today, as we continue our series on clinging to hope, this is really part four. We kind of, it's further along than that. Technically, it should be five because we did part A and B of three, and now we're going to do A and B of part four. But over the next two Sundays, I want to talk to you about wisdom for facing overwhelming challenges. And I tell you, I was talking to Jody this week, and I said, "Whoa," I said, "with what was going on in our lives," I said, "I'm going to really have to practice what I preach this week." In fact, I can honestly say Jody has been having more faith and peace in the midst of this than I have. I've been very anxious about all of this and what's going on. And it hasn't been easy. And then speaking about that then, each of us face giants in our lifetimes. Some giants wear the faces of illness. Some giants are grief or depression or financial hardships or broken relationships or addictions or anxieties or uncertainties. I mean, there's just more and more we can talk about. The question is not if giants will come. The question is, how will we respond when they do? I probably didn't respond very well this week with the news of what has happened. And most people know the story of David and Goliath, except I want to challenge your thinking a little bit. This story is not primarily about a brave boy defeating a big enemy. It's about a great God who helps this boy who trusts in the Lord to overcome and be victorious in this battle. It reminds me that the battle belongs to the Lord. And so a question that I have, or two of them, how do we have faith over fear in the face of life's greatest battles? And what wisdom can we gain when facing such overwhelming odds? So let's look at least a couple things this morning. First of all, giants are real. If you didn't already guess that, if you had the sermon outline this morning. Giants are real, and I'm not talking about literal giants. Although there are some 7 foot something people in our world today, but they're usually gentle giants for the most part. But there's three reasons I want to talk to you about. The reason I want to spend a little bit of time of talking about giants. Because in the story, it becomes very clear as you read it. First of all, giants inflict fear. Scripture doesn't deny or hide this truth. Indeed, in our reading, the giant Goliath is described as, you know, I think our text talks about him being an infantry warrior, but really the way he's described, he sounds like a chariot warrior, an ancient Near Eastern chariot warrior, because of the intimidating lingo that's given in the story. So depending on which version, the Hebrew version that says he's almost 10 feet tall, or the Greek version, which says he's almost 7 feet tall. That's a little different, isn't it? But he's still scary. And he's scaled with armor from head to toe that weighs over 100 pounds. And a helmet. But there's one part of him that shows. His face. And that'll become significant later in the story, which we won't get to today. He's got a scimitar, curved round, like hatchet sword hung between his shoulder blades that he can grab like this and pull out and fight. He's got a string wrapped spear for long distance throwing and striking, a straight sword, and he's got this little guy that stands in front of him and holds a shield to protect him. In other words, this guy is kind of like a tank. He has it all. And this guy is intimidating. And for 40 days, we are told, Goliath walks through the valley and shouting insults. What is that? Psychological warfare. You remember from history when you learned about psychological warfare? Imagine waking up every morning, you're in the Israelite camp, and you're hearing him mocking you and your people. Day after day, the giant keeps reminding Israel how hopeless their situation is. Does that sound familiar? Our giants speak too. Another thing is our giants magnify our problems. They whisper, you'll never recover. You'll never beat this addiction. You'll never find another job. You'll always struggle. You're not good enough. Your best days are behind you. Do those things sound familiar? Usually those are battles we have in our head, aren't they? No matter what something else you may be hearing that I didn't mention this morning. They magnify our problems. Not only that, but giants fuel our fears. So here's fears again coming in. Fear distorts our vision, exaggerates our circumstances. This is where I fell into this past week. Right here, what I'm telling you. Fear distorts our vision, exaggerates our circumstances, ignores God's problems, and paralyzes our faith. The Apostle Peter in 1 Peter describes our adversary or giant as a roaring lion who goes about seeking whom to devour. And the roar is meant to produce fear. It's interesting, the same Peter that Jesus bid to come out and walk on the water, and when he took his eyes off of Jesus and started looking at the waves, he became afraid and started to sink. Listen to me this morning. Many of our giants win long before the battle begins because we become intimidated. And that's exactly what happened to Saul and Israel's army. The soldiers who should have been fighting were hiding. Why? Because they were looking at the giant instead of looking to God. I faced that this week, and I'm still struggling with it. Let me tell you, God and I had a long conversation this week about what was going on and what was happening. Fear, frustration, anger, all were present. I told Jody, remember last week I said we got to be careful that our battles don't turn into bitterness when we were looking at Joseph last week? I've had to protect myself in that area this week. It's been a struggle. But here's how we begin to counter that. And that's this. Remember God's faithfulness. Remember God's faithfulness. Oh, it should be flipped, I think. Sorry, I think I might have that wrong. I don't know which word you got to fill in on your sheet there. If it's remember or faithfulness. I think it's remember. Yeah. Because I flipped it. I flipped it and I must have forgot to change it on the thing. Every victory God has given us in the past prepares us for the next battle. When Saul questions David and says, "You can't fight him," notice David didn't argue with Saul. Instead, we're told he remembered. How do we know he remembered? Oh, I've fought lions, I've fought bears, and the Lord delivered me. And he will deliver me now. Notice the faith that's coming out in the midst of that. Today's faith grows from God's faithfulness yesterday. In other words, when God was faithful and helped us and brought us through situations in the past, when we remember those moments, and it's amazing how often God takes my mind back to situations that he brought me through for today's battles. And that's so true. And going right along with that is our history with God builds confidence for present battles. Notice David didn't begin trusting in God in the valley of Elah. He had already learned to trust God on the lonely pastures when the lions and the bears were coming after him. Has God ever answered your prayers? Has God ever healed, provided, protected, comforted, forgave, opened a door, closed the door? Then remember. Remember. Sometimes we as Christians need to stop along life's road and look back. Although it might have been winding and steep, we can see how God directed us faithfully through those times. How God delivered us, led us, blessed us, gave us victories and encouragement. And when we face difficulties, we sometimes forget God's past faithfulness. We see only the detours or the dangers. But look back and remember the joy of victory, the challenge of the climb, and the presence of our traveling companion, God, who has promised never to leave us, or you could even say Christ, or the Spirit, who has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. Amen. Amen. Well, shake a few hands there this morning, and then we're going to close out and sing a little bit about Jesus, the name above all names, this morning. Go ahead and let me see where we're at. There is no hymn book for this one. That's right. Jesus, name above all names. No hymn book on this one. You can go ahead. I think we're going to sing it through twice. Jesus, name above all. Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Now, as you remember it, let's sing it again. Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed Redeemer. Let's join together for our benediction. Go forth and remember God's faithfulness.
We are secure in the grace of God.
May the love of God, the peace of Christ, and the presence of the Spirit sustain us always. Amen.